Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, October 29th, 2020. There's some good stuff that's being covered, you know, along with the Great Reset and Bretton Woods. The Marshall Plan, again, the Marshall Plan, this is another one of those harbingers, you know, for anyone who says, you know, Chris, you're a coincidence or you're a conspiracy theorist, you know, I would say then you're a coincidence theorist because, you know, why are all these people saying dark winter all the time? Why are they using language like Great Reset? And why is everyone talking about the Marshall Plan? From folks at Event 201 to all of the financial types, why do they keep using the term Marshall Plan? And you know, Bretton Woods in addition to that, the ones, you know, so anyway, let me finish the point about what James is doing or James's model. So on, when he publishes a YouTube video, usually the content, you know, what he does is he has the actual detailed show notes, like when he does the documentaries, he posts the transcript, the linked transcript. So everything that he's saying is in the body of the post on the page. You know, for example, if you go to corporatereport.com/big oil and you can watch both parts, how and why big oil conquered the world, the transcripts from both Part 1 and Part 2 are in the body of the page, and they're linked. You know, he has source links and citations throughout the transcript, hyperlinked to the various places where you can find the information that vets what he's talking about. And so he does that, then he posts the video on the various platforms these days, including YouTube, obviously. And by the time he posts it on YouTube, it already has a link back to his site with the detailed notes and description and transcripts in some cases, linked to everything, you know, all that kind of stuff. For example, in this latest episode with James Evan Pilato, New World Next Week, interview 1590, same thing, you know, extensive links. It's a slightly different format, obviously, because it's the New World Next Week format. So they have the three stories, story number 1, 2, and 3, which are respectively how COVID-19 vaccine trials are rigged, which is a link to the Mercola article, how COVID-19 vaccine trials are rigged by Dr. Mercola. And it's a fantastic article. That's story number 1 with, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other links, supporting links. Story number 2, the Great Financial Reset. IMF Managing Director calls for a new Bretton Woods moment. And that's a Bitcoin article with 2 more supporting articles. And story number 3, the Purge producers keep America great inside the Trump administration, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other supporting links. And curiously, I would say in this case, this is where a link back from YouTube to the entry on corporatereport.com. But usually what James does is does that. You've seen where you'll see that that little URI in his description that has something that basically it's corporatereport.com/ and it's just slash because if it's out there on the web, it's a /. If it's in there on your local machine, it's a /. Anyway, so it's corporatereport.com/?P=, P as in page, equals, and then the number, whatever the page number is. That's the URI that he usually references. That does a number of things. So first of all, if you understand how page aliasing works these days, that is sort of a what is referred to as a canonical resource identifier or canonical resource locator, you know, whether you want to think of this as a URI or a URL. Anyway, it's a canonical, like that's that number, that page number is never going to change. And when you understand how page aliasing works, you know, you might change the name of your page. If you look at the URL of a page, like Big Oil, for example, is a custom URL, corporatereport.com/Big Oil. The page that resides at that location is a, it could be also identified as, you know, /?P=. But what James has done is created a an alias titled Big Oil, and that points to this page. He could make 100 of these if he wanted, and, you know, point them all, these page aliases, to this one page. And so when you understand that, it gives you basically, the point that I'm making is what he is doing is giving himself, he's taking back control of managing that content. And he doesn't have to rely on YouTube. He can make changes if he wants to the title of the page. And you can do all kinds of fun things. So when you start to think about the way that, for example, YouTube and the other social media platforms are starting to purge content and content creators, using James's model, you know, people can be very creative. Just as an example, you know, you see people being more sophisticated with their circumventing of the algorithms. And so, you know, obviously one of the things that the algorithms do is they crawl the content, they crawl the transcript, the description, the video description. And so if those things are sparse for algorithm triggers, then the algorithm, you know, it also crawls the links that are cited. And so in this video, for example, the truth about the coronavirus vaccine trials, James is linking out to through Bitly the links that he has on his own page. And I would almost, you know, one idea maybe that I would throw out, you know, you have some of these. It's interesting when you start citing mainstream sources like he is, Biospace, Japan Today, Twitter, you know, those things, and Time Magazine, et cetera, those things get twisted also. But when you use the model that James is using, if you have to go to the next level, so to speak, where maybe you've been sophisticated in sort of sanitizing the transcript and the description of the video, but you're still managing to get content out, like Barricade Garage, for example, that channel. If you use the method that James is using, then as an example, the next level, maybe you could make your site, you know, because the algorithms are going to go crawl those links as well. So for example, if James posts links back to his site where he has the detailed description, transcript notes, whatever, the algorithms are going to go crawl that page and maybe the rest of the site. That stuff is all cataloged as well. But what you could do is make the site gated. Maybe it's not you know, a payment gateway. Maybe it's just a login. You know, to view this page, you have to be an authorized user or whatever. You know, you have to create a user account, and that's a way to sort of screen out the bots, so to speak. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen, you know, with James or anybody else. Maybe you have teaser content like a lot of the big platforms do. You know, New York Times and Washington Post, for example, do the freemium deal where you can read 2 or 3 or 4 articles a month for free, but then, you know, here, sign up for a subscription. So that kind of thing where you have just a teaser, you know, to read the rest. MIT does it. All of the platforms are doing it. I think Foreign Affairs Journal, bad guys are doing it, I think, as a means less for getting subscribers and money and more for, you know, screening out the looky-loos. Kind of like what I'm talking about, only, you know, in the other direction, screening out bad guy and bot looky-loos. So, you know, hopefully that makes sense and that's not too much information. But it's a model. So for all of these people, you know, in his latest interview with Ryan Christian over at The Last American Vagabond, for example, Derek Brose talked about, you know, all of his videos coming down, you know, his channel being scrubbed. A lot of people have talked about they can't, you know, the high wire, tell Big Tree, you know, they said they deleted our whole channel. You know, America's frontline doctors, for Pete's sake, same thing. Their whole Google account was deleted. You're telling me that, I mean, how is that possible? These are credentialed experts. These are doctors, epidemiologists, virologists, immunologists, and you're just deleting their entire Google account so they don't even have access, you know, to logging into YouTube or whatever. If the content is backed up somewhere in the fashion that James is doing it, that is the ideal model, because then you control it and you can, you know, do the kinds of things that James has done, and it allows you to do other cool things. I mean, replication of content is something that people are, you know, and amplifying good messages, people that are doing quality work, you know, it's something that, like I said, The Last American Vagabond with the Ryan series, web series, Bros series, News with Views, obviously, is a place that does something similar, has for years. A lot of folks are trying to do this kind of stuff, but with the way that technology works, we ought to be able to package stuff up and share it more easily and, you know, do that in a way that is very light and nimble and makes sense to people. Technology is available, you know, since most of these sites like James's, for example, are using WordPress, and just about everything else has a way to package up content to and from WordPress. You know, these kinds of things should be much easier. And anyway, that's something I've spent a long time thinking about. But, you know, you start thinking about that, and that leads me to the other point that I was making. It's astonishing, the speed. You know, that was the point about Mark Zuckerberg saying one of the things we do best, if not the thing we do best, is we iterate quickly. And you listen to these guys, you know, the Reid Hoffmans, who's an interesting figure. He's the, you know, guy, the other Stanford alum that no one's ever heard of, that everyone wants to talk to, who's also at the center of a lot of the scandalous stuff we hear going on. But he's the one who says, you know, get to your minimum viable product and then iterate. So you watch what bad guys are doing, and you have all of these people working in concert in truly fascistic fashion, you know, tight little bundle of sticks. And even the nimble little places like, you know, Corbett Report or Last American Vagabond or Conscious Resistance, Derek Rose's project. It's just astonishing to watch the speed with which they roll this stuff out, bad guys. It's so fast that the James Corbett's, the Ryan Christians, Derek Bros, Whitney Webb, James Evan Pilato, et cetera, people can't even keep up. It's just insane. So, anyway, and speaking of shameless plugs, Unlimited Hangout with Whitney Webb is another one, unlimitedhangout.com, in contravention to the modified limited hangout, obviously. So, which is, you know, great stuff. I mean, Whitney Webb and Vanessa Beely are usually head and shoulders above and out in front of most people. So that's good stuff. I'll, you know, those are some mentions of stuff that should get amplified. Interesting stuff, though. You know, when you start looking at this Marshall Plan stuff, and speaking of James's entry, story number two, the Great Financial Reset, IMF director calls for a new Bretton Woods moment, and includes that Bitcoin article, the IMF October 15. Article, a new Bretton Woods moment is literally what it's titled, by Kristalina Georgieva over at IMF. And you have the little video there, a sisterhood and a brotherhood of humanity. Isn't that nice? It's a, you know, so they, she talks about Bretton Woods, and, you know, she explains point number two, building forward three imperatives. First, the right economic policies. And second, policies must be for people, my second imperative. Yeah, right. And then they always talk about, you know, we have an historic opportunity to build a greener world. Of course, that has to get rolled in. Also, a more prosperous and job-rich one, really. No. That's an interesting sort of misnomer. With low interest rates, the right investments today can yield a quadruple dividend tomorrow. And that's always, you know, avert future losses, spur economic gains, save lives, and deliver social and environmental benefits for everyone. I think we need to, the devil is in the details. We need to define terms. Number three, the IMF's role. Number four, conclusion. Seize the moment. And so that's what they intend to do. The plan is the plan, but the nudge will be the new Marshall Plan. So that's also the language that's incorporated in this. There's one other point I'll make related to this, you know, Bretton, new Marshall Plan deal, related to Bitcoin and crypto. When we come back, stick around. I'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm James Evan Pilato from MediaMonarchy.com.
Before we depart this video. Yeah, we're getting to that. James Evan Pilato actually made the point that I want to underscore. So go ahead with that, please.
And I'm James Evan Pilato for MediaMonarchy.com. If you don't think central bank digital currencies are coming, you're missing the big and important picture.
There you go. You're missing the big and important picture. And it's bigger than I've heard anybody talk about. So just for a moment, I will touch upon that. You can find some interesting, you know, so central bank digital currencies, you know, you start diving down the Q rabbit hole, for example. Don't worry, wait for it, it's coming. And then you see like the Hollywood Reporter story that was published recently. NXIVM leader Keith Raniere sentenced to 120 years for sex cult crimes, and a number of other folks sentenced, et cetera, which people will say is proof. See, Q is real and it's happening. No. Where is that story? Yeah, I'll come back to that. Caitlin Johnstone did a piece back in August. That's kind of a good one. QAnon is a fake decoy imitation of a healthy revolutionary impulse. There's another one I can't put my finger on at the moment, but I will find it. Anyway, you can find articles like that. Caitlin Johnstone's article is one good example. But about this central bank digital currency, gosh, where do we start? So Deutsche Bank made announcements of the recent, you know, this year's CBOS conference, which was held earlier this month. What is CBOS? Go to CBOS.com or, you know, look it up on Wikipedia. CBOS is the annual conference, exhibition, and networking event organized by SWIFT. What is SWIFT? Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. What are these things? I've never heard of them. Yeah, that's... And so if you go to CBOS.com/about, if you go to the About page, which is about-CBOS/CBOS World's Premier Financial Event Series, that's all hyphenated, separated by hyphens, you will see the CBOS story. CBOS is the world's premier financial services event. And guess what? Guess who's pictured right there at the, you know, the featured image at the top of the page? It's none other than Bill Gates himself. Oh, imagine that. Here we find him again. He's everywhere. CBOS is the world's premier financial services event. And, so, you know, you get the explainer. CBOS is organized and facilitated by SWIFT, again, Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. CBOS is also an acronym, SWIFT International Banking Operations Seminar. It's an annual conference. It's kind of like it's a banking and economic specific, you know, World Economic Forum or, you know, Bilderberg kind of construct, basically, where, you know, people who think they're important get together and decide what you and I can and cannot do, or, you know, what they want to do, basically, and how to get us out of the way as soon as possible so they can hurry up and get to these plans that they have. And by the way, speaking of that, communitarianism, technocracy, those technocracy is not an end. It is also a means to an end. Transhumanism, posthumanism, it all gets back to that plan. Go, if you're interested, and I don't think we need to, but for those who have a morbid curiosity, it's the work of the hierarchy, the plan of the hierarchy. It's that thing. They are in league with the devil. They are, I would say, as Jesus said in John 8, of their father, the devil. And I don't mean that disparagingly. I mean it quite literally, not hyperbolic at all. Quite literal. Anyway, this financial stuff is important stuff, and most people, I mean, like James said, you know, if you don't know, you're missing the big important picture. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 828-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back. How to play some of this. Watching over my shoulder, Robert O'Brien, National Security Advisor on C-SPAN at the Hudson Institute on national security threats. So, you know, we have to stay ahead of our competitors, and that's why, what competitors? You know, like Ned Beatty said, Senator Charles Meacham, there are no sides. There are no Democrats or Republicans, no Sunnis and Shiites. There are only haves and have-nots. You know, it's all same team. Black hat, white hat, you know, whatever, red team, blue team. It's all the same. It's all the same, you know, stupid political theater. And it's, you know, a disingenuous, hey, it worked for the Cold War. You know, we did it for decades, so we can just keep doing this. You know, as long as we're all sharing secrets, then that we can say, oh, they have the edge. They have the blah, blah, blah. It's just nonsense. Anyway, stupid human tricks. So, you know, I suppose I will come back to this stuff. The financial aspect in particular, it's dry. Where is Joan Vian when we need her? Joan, we need you. She is the foremost authority and subject matter expert. Deutsche Bank has a video published December 19, 2019, 2030, what the world will look like in 10 years. What the world will look like? That doesn't sound like might, maybe. Funny how they do that. I usually mention that. You know, they're very presumptuous. When India may have overtaken China as the world's most populous country, may have, you know, so isn't it funny how the R2P contingent responsibility to protect and prevent makes these predictions? You know, you listen to these COVID, the stupid COVID nonsense, and it's all based on modeling now. And now we just admit it. And we've lost sight of the fact that right out of the gates. Again, the Gates Foundation, speaking of the gates of hell, right out of the gates of hell. The Gates Foundation has generously granted or issued more than $400 million to Neil Professor Lockdown Ferguson's Imperial College London, including $79 million back in March, which is a curious coincidence of timing, in my opinion. Same moment that he released his bogus model that's based on 13-year-old outdated code that any expert looks at that I've heard and says, what is this? This is garbage code. And by the way, that was dressed up by Microsoft and GitHub when they released it a month after it was requested by people in the scientific community. Dude, release your code. Let us vet this. Yeah, because what had happened was, everything's based on modeling. So Deutsche Bank says, you know, this is what might happen. When women make up 30% of national parliaments, that's fun. Why exactly is that important? Rhetorical question. When over 70% of the population in the Americas could be overweight, well, I guess GMO works, right? Very effectively. Glyphosate works to back up the body, reverse the natural process of nutrient intake and excretion of waste product. It reverses that, glyphosate and similar products do. GMO stuff is great. You know, the engineered, the other, you know, the plastics basically that we're eating and what do you call it? Moving on. At least 3/4 of the world's population will have a bank account, which is kind of where I'm coming to. 3/4 of the world's population will have a bank account. That's, you know, the ID 2020 project we've talked about, you know, Bill Gates. That's this idea that, you know, why is this so important to guys like Bill Gates? It's so important these people have they have a digital identity so that they're really, are they clamoring for it? Candace Owens did an interesting little, what do you call it, vlog kind of thing recently about the 50 Cent Chelsea Handler nonsense. And she's gross. I don't even want to talk about Chelsea Handler, that is, not Candace Owens. And it's pretty funny, you know, if you watch it, Candace Owens saying, do you not realize that if you're the one saying, you know, I called to remind him that he's a black person and therefore he cannot, don't you realize that you are the racist in the room? That's ironic. Anyway, it's interesting. But, you know, you don't hear, it's funny when you hear the Candace Owens or the Thomas Sowell's or the Walter E. Williams or whomever talking about that issue saying, yeah, I think you have it backwards, actually. You sound more like a racist than these people you're accusing. And where are all these people who are so disenfranchised, who are so et cetera, et cetera? Where are they genuinely? Not the contrived groups of engineered opposition. You know, you have the fake group on the one side, and then you have the Kitson gang on the other side, the counter gang on the other side. Not those groups that then we can lump others into and vilify, like all people of that presumed demographic. Remember when conflate was the word of the year on this broadcast a while back? For that reason, where are the real people of this so-called demographic, like the 3/4 of the world's population that is just crying out for a bank account? Please give us one. Maybe these people are smart enough to know that quote that was attributed to Jefferson, you know? There are several, actually, that we could probably invoke related to, you know, banking being more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, that kind of thing. Because who finances the armies? Who finances governments? Who finances wars? Who has for a long time? All wars are bankers' wars, right, Mike? So, why... are these people so interested in three quarters of the world and more having a bank account because of all the things that go along with it? And so what this is leading to, when you look at the central bank digital currency, and by the way, speaking of that, let me see, before I forget. Note to self. Those who think that somehow, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto, a fictitious character, who is Kaiser Soze? My mind, every time I hear Bitcoin and Satoshi Nakamoto, my mind, it's like a, you know, tapping my kneecap. My immediate response is, who is Kaiser Soze? Anybody who believes that some fictitious character released some algorithm that, you know, was just happened right after the last great reset, you know, after the subprime contagion, immediately on the heels of it, 6 or 8 weeks after, suddenly this algorithm rolls out. I don't know. Can we do it? Will it work? I don't know. Choose your own adventure. Maybe it has to, you know, has to be a very enticing, believable story. So you have to, you know, like the election stuff or the professional sports that are fixed. Whoops, sorry. You know, you have to make it believable. Maybe who's going to win? I don't know. Could these competing things, you know, in most cases, like what we're watching with Robert O'Brien, for example, there are no competing interests. It's an illusion made for good theater, because good theater, you know, gives you that kind of melodrama. Ooh, I don't know. As the plot thickens and we reach the climax in the story, will, you know, will our favorite good guys prevail? It's unbelievable how this works, you know. Anyway, anybody that believes that some fictitious character released an algorithm for a blockchain-based digital currency some 12 years ago, and that's not strange, and that somehow the central banking community has entirely missed the boat on this, you know, that the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Morgan contingent has somehow just, oh my goodness, this came out of nowhere. It's a decentralized platform. What are we going to do? It's going to disrupt and destroy everything we've worked for, let's see, 1694. So, you know, 300 years or so, more. 1620, let's say 400 years. The British and Dutch East India Company, aka Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corp, et al., limited, whatever. Anyway, to think that what they've been doing for the last 400 years somehow is going to be disrupted by Satoshi Nakamoto and, you know, friends, virtual friends, is so absurd. You know, some people, yours truly included, I think James Corbett and others have talked about just the spurious nature of all of this all along the way that the mainstream news has tried to make the blockchain and digital currencies look sexy for the last, since at least 2013, I would say 2013, 2014, when we started seeing, you know, these, you know, organized crime is cool. It's glamorized in the mainstream media. And so, you know, you saw those articles about the FBI busting up efforts to use cryptocurrency to thwart law enforcement. And, you know, high-profile financial criminals, basically, using it and just these really blowing interviews with those folks. I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to give that any credence. But, you know, we've seen those things. There was a push for that right around the same time there was a big push for the new Silk Road stuff and all of that talk. Anyway, if you think that somehow this is a new thing that's going to disrupt central banking and it's decentralized and blah, 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 you apparently don't understand what the ARPANET is or how it works or where it came from. Because, you know, all of your decentralized platforms are belong to us. It's all on the ARPANET. So I just don't understand how you escape that reality somehow in the mental gymnastics. But beyond that, you can go to the Central Bank Digital Currency Wikipedia entry and start reading about this, or the SWIFT Wikipedia entry, Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, the CBOS conference Wikipedia entry, the SWIFT International Banking Operations Seminar, which is a, again, it's a banking and finance related Bilderberg conference or World Economic Forum specific to banking, SWIFT International Banking Operations Seminar. And again, SWIFT, Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. And these guys are very focused on the central bank digital currency. If you go to the Deutsche Bank YouTube channel, they have their halfway hidden videos with, you know, they're not doing the advertising things. It's just their own internal videos that you'll find. So look up the CBOS conference videos from this year around October 6th. CBOS 2020. And just listen, you know, things for the central bank digital currency are going great. Sure they are, because that's part of the new Marshall Plan. That's what's coming. That's what's going to replace the, that's, you know, the new Bretton Woods. Just to sort of the spoiler alert on this, to skip forward, you know, if you believe that, you've fallen prey to a choose your own adventure story of this variety, the blockchain cryptocurrency kind. It's decentralized. No, it's not. These guys created it, and they gave you these choose your own adventure stories so that you could make it believable to yourself so you buy into it. You're being groomed into a system, again, the technocratic new international resource-based economic order that will be digital, and it'll look like, well, literally like all those video games you've been groomed on for years, decades. You know, health credits. You know, when you go through your little choose your own adventure video game, whatever it is, bling, 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 you get the credits for health, you know, health credits and weapons credits and energy credits. And that's literally what technocrats want to do. Literally. Like the video games. You know, that's why these video game makers are getting just obscene amounts of money to develop these games. Remember when Zynga, for example, was just all of a sudden eclipsed EA, and everybody's like, where'd these guys come from? What are they doing? What is their model? How are they? Are they profitable? They're not profitable. They eclipsed EA. How is that? It's because behind it are the forces like the, you know, folks who are pushing for the central bank digital currency, the SWIFT CBOS contingent, the Bill Gateses, again, to groom you into this idea that, hey, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we could have a financial or an economic system that operates like these video games? Wouldn't that be awesome? Man, that would be so cool. No, it wouldn't be cool. It's an awful idea, and that's why they had to groom you for, you know, generations to even consider it. Because without the grooming, you would have thought, oh, that's a horrible idea for a variety of reasons. People have talked about it. You know, no more cash gifts to children and grandchildren, no more little, you know, no more anonymous gifting of any sort ever. Because it's all in the blockchain. It's going to be great. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. So I'm reminded of Revelation 13. You know? If you want to learn more about this stuff, just look some of this stuff up. Cebos, Swift, CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. What was the article that I saw? Was it the I think it was the Washington Post. No? Was it? I forget. There was a mainstream article that I saw recently talking about central bank digital currencies. Which one was it? Gosh, now I don't remember. No, it escapes me. Anyway, you'll find it if you know what to look for. This talk of central bank digital currencies. I mean, James mentioned, he said it all, you know, if you don't know what it is, then you're missing the big important picture. And these guys behind the scenes are pushing forward. They're saying things are going swimmingly at places like Deutsche Bank. You know, this year's Cebos conference went really well. If you want to know more, I mean, I would say start at Cebos.com or Swift.com. For example, if you go to Swift.com, you can find 10 key takeaways from Swift at CBOS 2020. From our bold new strategy to enable instant frictionless transactions to ISO 20022 adoption. What is that? Read more about that. Fighting fraud, sure. CSDR, new technologies, and more. We break down the top 10 takeaways from Swift at CBOS package, or excuse me, packed 3-day program. So you start learning about this stuff. Why is Deutsche Bank saying that by 2030, 3/4 of the world's population should have a bank account? What is the ISO 20022 standard? And basically, it is, you know, you see the sort of confluence of these concepts that we've heard about for decades. We're moving toward Kurzweil's vision of the age of spiritual machines. Not really his vision, but, you know, the one that he articulated, probably through one of his, you know, yeah. But basically, you know, getting back to the digital currency, digital ID stuff, again, you know, moving to IPv6 standard, you know, ISO 20022, they call it ISO 20022. These are ways to have, you know, to deploy the Internet of Things, which is an instrument, which is an essential part of the new Marshall Plan. The Internet of Things, we're all things in that case. So, you know, part of this whole vaccine discussion incorporates the digital identity stuff, right? Vaccine certificates and immunity passports and those kinds of things. See how there's this creeping confluence of subject matter? And so you have to have a standard of how to identify all of these things. IPv6 is the way for them to talk to each other on the internet. ISO 20022 is kind of the standard, you know, identification system. Who can identify all resources, and, you know, everyone has a URI. You will have your own URI. You'll have your own NIC, basically, network interface card, in probably a nanotech form. And if you're not economically viable, well, then we'll just shut your stuff off. I don't know. Maybe that sounds terrifying to people, but, I mean, you can see it shaping up right now. And, you know, so for those interested, those are a few, you know, Swift, CBOS, central bank digital currency. Maybe check into it. You'll be astonished at what you find that mainstream folks are apparently unaware of. Why aren't they saying anything about this stuff? That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.